Okay, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 15th of July, 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My full name is Kate Elizabeth Whitworth. I'm 33, and I've come from Staffordshire.
And how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm a little bit nervous. Well, a bit tired, actually, because it's got quite late at night, but a little bit nervous now I've got here, and it's all... seems a little bit more real.
And how did you initially hear about the project?
Well, when I was filling in your form, I was trying to think, how did I actually hear about it? And I work in the arts and museums sector, so I think I first heard about it through an email, and it must have come through one of my... I'm on quite a lot of email networks and, you know, get the update. So I must have heard of it through that, because I'm sure that was the way. Because I just got an email through and then thought, yeah, okay, I'll click on.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
Well, I'd heard of Anthony Gormley's work before, and obviously The Angel of the North and all those kind of things. So I thought, well, it sounds like quite an interesting thing to do. And actually being on the plinth on your own in the middle of London, I thought that's a way to kind of stand out from the crowd and just also participate in something that was quite special.
And what are your ideas for your hour?
Well, I did think long and hard about it, because I was thinking, you know, should I just go up there and do nothing, just have a look around, or shall I do something that's sort of interesting to me? And so, bearing in mind the time of day that it was, because I had to take those things into consideration, I decided that I'd go for sort of the walking aspect, because I love walking, and I walk a lot with my husband. And we try and, you know, see the sights while we're out and about doing that. So I thought, well, I'll come down to London. I haven't walked, but I'll come down to London. I thought that would be my hour, just sitting there. I've brought my thermos full of tea, which is the sort of thing that we do. And we stop and we have a look round. And so I thought, I'll watch the watchers.
And what does walking mean to you? You said you do a lot of kind of walking with your husband.
It's firstly, it's lovely to be outside in the fresh air, but it's also a way of, it's kind of leaving all the constraints of day-to-day life and the daily routine behind, and you can just kind of talk and chat as you walk along, and you see some unusual things and you meet some unusual people, and you also get that chance just to talk and not be constrained by, you know, your usual environment, I think.
And how is your relationship with London?
With the city?
Yeah.
Well, I've never lived in London, and I've never really lived in a big city. So London's kind of my only experience of being in big cities. And I suppose I come down reasonably regularly, and I like to visit, you know, the museums and the art galleries, or go to shows and things like that. So that's kind of my relationship with London, is more of I'm a day visitor, I suppose, and I come to I can't imagine living here. That's we were sitting having a coffee and we were watching all the people go by, and we're thinking, yeah, it's so late and there's so many people around, we're just not used to it. And I was thinking I just can't imagine living like this. And that's absolutely fine, but yeah, I can't imagine living here.
And how does this compare to where you're from, where you're living at the moment?
Well, where I'm from and where I live at the moment, it's very quiet at this time of night, and it's just a small town, so there's not the traffic or the, it's kind of that background noise, there's just not kind of background noise, and also obviously all the tall buildings, there's not that as well. So I think here it feels much more bustling and much more kind of a little bit closed in, whereas where I'm from, you don't have to go too far to be completely on your own, not see any buildings, not see too much traffic, and not see many people either. So I don't know, it just feels a little bit more open.
And you mentioned that you work in the museum arts sector. What exactly do you do, and how long have you been doing it for?
Well, I've worked in that kind of sector since I left university, so I suppose that's about 12 years now. But at the moment, I work for a county council, And I work for the local authority, and I work in their arts and museums department. So it's just, I came up through museums rather than through the arts. So I've worked in a few museums across the Midlands mainly. And it's just something I was always interested in, and happily was able to forge a career in it so far.
And are you quite familiar with Gormley's work?
As I say, I came up through the museum side, so the arts is something fairly new to me. But obviously I was familiar with things like the Angel of the North, so I think probably more the headline stuff rather than, you know, all the detailed things. But I think obviously I knew the name, so obviously that's why I think the project caught my eye.
And what do you think of the project so far?
Well, I think it's very interesting, actually, because when I first got the email through to say, congratulations, you're going to be on the plinth, I told my family about it, and they, because they're not so much into the arts, so they were like, never heard of it, don't know anything about it. And I was trying to explain it to them, and I don't think they just couldn't get the concept of it. And then since it's been in the media, since it began, and it's had quite a lot of really good media coverage with all the different people in Sky Arts, I think suddenly it's real to them, and now they're all interested, and I've had people come down and to support me, and people at work have known about it as well. So I think the media coverage that it's had has really, it's been really positive, I think, and it's been really interesting to see what everybody else has been doing on the plinth. And I think yeah, it's suddenly a lot more real to them. People are like, interested in it now, and oh yes, we've heard of that.
And so do you see your hour as a performance?
No, I don't, because my family were saying, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I'm not a performer myself. So I see it more as kind of like that opportunity to stand out and to be put, and to be up there. And it's almost like you're up there, got a chance to look down on everything else and kind of watch the people watching you, really, and just, you know, just kind of take it all in, really.
And have you got anyone in particular with you today?
Today I've got my mum with me and my husband. I didn't realise my husband was going to be able to come because he's on a course, but he's been able to, he's stayed up late, so God bless him.
And are you doing it for anyone in particular?
No, just me. Didn't really do it for anyone in particular or anything in particular. Just thought that I'd like to be involved with it.
Yeah. And what are you looking to walk away with after your hour?
Kind of having been involved in kind of a mass participation event, and the experience of it. I'm taking my camera up there, so I'd like to take some photographs so I can remember it and kind of have that thing with me, and just be able to, you know, hopefully, I was thinking, you know, in 10 years time, be able to look back and say, you know, kind of, I was part of that, and I was part of making it what it was.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you very much.
That's all right.